This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. To the Olympics now. In Beijing, China is number one in the overall medal count, just ahead of the Americans. The men's Chinese gymnastics team won gold. They took back the top position from their arch rivals, the Japanese, who won in Athens 4 years ago.
China is hardly a country of sports fans. For many, these Olympic Games are the first live athletic events they've ever attended. Jamila Trindle reports from Beijing.
Outside Beijing's Workers' Stadium, people are trickling out into the busy street. Many of them have just seen their first boxing match. Li Yang says he'd rather have seen Sunday's U.S.-China basketball game. He's not even a boxing fan, but it's hard enough to get a ticket, let alone get the one you really want.
Actually, I don't even like sports. I just wanted to see the games in person.
Lin Suxia came with her friends from Hong Kong to watch boxing and volleyball because those were the events they could get tickets to. She and her friends are all wearing Go China t-shirts, but unfortunately, they haven't actually gotten to see China compete.
It doesn't matter. If there's no Chinese team, I just pick one. Otherwise, the game isn't interesting to watch.
Chinese sports expert Professor Susan Brownell from the University of Missouri-St. Louis says Chinese spectators have little experience with many of these sports.
The vast majority of the spectators attending these games probably are not regular sports spectators, and they probably have never been to a live event, or at least certainly not, you know, in a big arena or a big stadium.
Once inside the stadium, officials worried that Chinese fans wouldn't know what to do. So volunteers have been given the task of teaching them. They're placed inside venues all over the city.
No, that's really necessary. If you don't know what you're seeing, you need to know even simple things like how to cheer.
These volunteers are demonstrating the sport of Taekwondo. This is another way the city hopes to familiarize people with all the different Olympic sports. While they are trying to build enthusiasm, organizers are also wary of large crowds, especially at the unticketed events. Susan Brownell says she had a hard time even finding the cycling race.
They don't want large crowds of people accumulating everywhere, and they're adopting strategies to make sure that that doesn't happen. So with the cycling races, they don't release specific information about exactly where it starts. You have to walk around until you get to the roadblocks, and when you reach the roadblocks, you know you're getting close.
But most people are watching the games on television in any case. On a recent morning, one woman was watching while she did her daily exercises. But even she said she mostly watches the games at home. Most people are in other parts of the park, doing their exercise routines in small groups, some with fans, some swinging batons. Even though they're not glued to the coverage here in the park, many say they're watching it all at home. And though everybody's cheering for the home team, they've now been schooled in the rules of sportsmanship.
We sports fans all understand, win or lose, the most important thing is to participate.
And participating in these games is definitely turning some casual spectators into real fans. For NPR News, I'm Jamila Trindle in Beijing.